forza. Far too subtle.
Thank you. Good afternoon. On behalf of the Board of Trustees, faculty, administrators, staff, and students, welcome to the 54th anniversary of Cuesta College and our 52nd annual commencement ceremony. And yes, we deserve that. And a special thank you to conductor Jen Martin and the Cuesta Wind Ensemble. Now I'll ask the audience to please rise as the San Luis Obispo County Sheriff's Office Color Guard will advance and present the colors. Please join Mr. Michael Constable, student trustee and president of the Associated Students of Cuesta College, who will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Good afternoon, parents, guardians, and graduates. Please place your right hand over your heart and ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
And please remain standing for the singing of the national anthem performed by Grace Stokes, a member of the class of 2017, as well as the daughter of a very proud father, Engineering and Technology Division Chair John Stokes. Gracie.
So proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land
Please be seated. So it is indeed a pleasure to share the graduation of our successful students with all of you here this afternoon. This is Cuesta College's most significant day of the academic year, a day where faculty and students share the partnership of teaching, learning, and achieving personal and professional goals. But first, let me introduce the dignitaries seated at the on the stage, and please hold your applause until everyone has been introduced. So starting on your right and my far left, we have faculty presenters of the graduates, Mr. Richard Taylor and Ms. Marie Larson. On the stage, we have Assistant Superintendent, Vice President, Administrative Services, Mr. Dan Troy. Assistant Superintendent, Vice President, Student Services and College Centers, Dr. Mark Sanchez. Trustee and Vice President of the Board, Mr. Pat Mullen. Trustee and President of the Board, Dr. Barbara George. Interim Assistant Superintendent, Vice President of Student Services and College Centers, Ms. Pat Ewens. Student Trustee, Associated Students of Cuesta College President, and Student Speaker today, Mr. Michael Constable. Assistant Superintendent, Vice President for Academic Affairs, Dr. Deborah Wolf. Academic Senate President and Chemistry Instructor, Dr. Lara Baxley. Faculty Speaker, Peter MMA Diffley Faculty Award Recipient and Physical Science Instructor, Mr. Brett Clark. And our sign language interpreters this afternoon are Joe Malizia and Christine Groff. Now you may applaud. Thank you. I'd also like to welcome back to Cuesta College former president of Cuesta College, Dr. Marie Rosenwasser. Dr. Rosenwasser, thank you. And seated right behind Dr. Rosenwasser, I'd like to welcome Dr. Eric Prater, Superintendent of San Luis Coastal Unified School District. Thank you. You know, I'd like to acknowledge that, you know, graduation and commencement are two terms that are many times used interchangeably, referencing either the completion of one phase of your life or the beginning of another. Tonight, Vice President Pat Ewens, she launches into her transition period as she graduates from her interim year here at Cuesta College following a very long and successful career at Moorpark College and commences her new life of retirement. So thank you, Vice President Ewens. And thank you for your very productive year of service to our students, our faculty, and staff of Cuesta College. Now, in addition, Dr. Sanchez over here, you finally graduated from your several stints as a Dean of Students, most recently at Hartnell College, and are commencing your next life journey as a Vice President at Cuesta College. Congratulations on almost completing your 10th day on the job. Tonight, we are celebrating the achievements of a total of 910 graduates who have earned a total of 1,196 degrees, represented by these 300 students here in attendance. Thank you to all of you here this afternoon who helped them achieve those goals. And I also want to thank the Cuesta College Commencement Planning Committee for making this particular ceremony so meaningful. I also want to offer a big thank you to our Cuesta College friends, our volunteers, and donors for your generous support. Many of you here today or at home viewing this event have contributed to Cuesta College through gifts of time, of talent, and of financial resources. Your contributions have provided many scholarships, grants, and instructional equipment, which have helped these graduates attend Cuesta College and ultimately realize their educational dreams. We are profoundly grateful for your support. Now, graduates, now it's your turn to stand up and say thank you to your teachers, your family, your friends, and everyone who has helped you to graduate. All right, that's enough. Since our very first commencement in 1966, Cuesta College has now awarded a total of 32,080 degrees to 26,842 graduates. Over time, Cuesta College has changed thousands of lives, like you, one life at a time. For those of you in the audience this afternoon, how many of you attended Cuesta College and are proud to be an alum? Just raise your hand if you've attended. Whoa. Well, I'd say welcome home to you. Some of you are over in the Army barracks, I know, because I can tell by the ages. But welcome back to Cuesta College. Now, graduates, at rehearsal yesterday, I told you that you're not going to get off the hook really easily. You know, you're here graduating, but we know grades haven't been posted yet, so some of you are on the edge. I'm going to give you one last final exam to make sure that you really zeroed in on being sold on graduation. So please don't embarrass me or your families on this. Okay. So, with a show of hands, how many of you will be entering the workforce in the field in which you were trained? Raise your hand. Excellent. Very good. So far, so good. And raise your hand if you intend to transfer to a university or four-year college for your bachelor's degree. Wow. How many of you worked while you were taking courses to complete your degree? How many of you raised children while you pursued your degree? I think I just heard every one of them, yeah. Who among you is an employee of Cuesta College? Very good, thank you. How many of you are the very first member of your family to graduate from college? Two more. You're doing really well, I have to admit. Not that I had any doubts, but I'm just encouraged by your responses. So how many of you are earning two or more degrees tonight? Okay. Wow, I really am impressed by the ease in which you were able to formulate the answer to these questions. So now here's the final question. And those green covers and your receipt of those is dependent upon your ability to answer this question. So how many of you are happy, relieved, and extremely proud that you're graduating this afternoon? Good job. All right, graduates, you came to Cuesta with a dream. You took full advantage of great teaching, caring support from staff, and you navigated through many tough times, and now you've achieved your goal. This should continue to be your strategy for living a very successful life, and I want to congratulate you on those accomplishments. Upon receiving your degree or degrees tonight, always remember Cuesta College. Come back to take additional courses, learn the latest in technology, or enrich your life through recreation, the arts, or other lifelong learning opportunities. Stay in touch. We want to know what you're doing. We want to know how you're doing. For it is your success that is our greatest accomplishment. So congratulations. We're extremely proud of each and every one of you and what you have accomplished. Thank you. Now, representing the faculty this afternoon is Academic Senate President Dr. Lara Baxley. Dr. Baxley is a member of the Physical Science Division and serves as a chemistry instructor. And for the past 2 years, she has led the Cuesta College Academic Senate. She will recognize this year's retiring faculty who have been awarded faculty emeritus status, and she will also introduce the faculty speaker. So please join me in welcoming Dr. Baxley.
Graduates, friends and family, faculty and staff, and an honored guest. Congratulations to the class of 2017 on your success at Cuesta College. Your accomplishments are the result of your hard work, perseverance, and desire to learn and improve. As Dr. Stork said, commencement marks the transition for you in your life as you transition from Cuesta College to your next stage. Likewise, it is also a time of transition for faculty members who are retiring from Cuesta. Those retiring faculty who meet certain criteria are honored for their service and commitment to the students of Cuesta College with the designation of faculty emeritus status. This honor comes with certain privileges such as a Cuesta library card, free and reduced admission to Cuesta events, free parking, and continued use of their email address, and more. Furthermore, emeritus faculty are recognized upon retirement at the commencement ceremonies, as I am about to do. If you are one of these retiring faculty members, please stand when I read your name. Our new emeritus retirees are Petra Clayton, Roger Lee, Douglas Monteith, Alexis Olds, Marta Peluso, Jill Pierce, David Rackley, Rich Taylor. Mark Tomes. Gary Villa. Janice Ward. And Cheryl Zeal. Thank you. You may be seated. And now I have the pleasure of introducing our faculty speaker for this afternoon, Instructor Brett Clark. Brett teaches both physics and chemistry at Cuesta, and he is the division chair for the Physical Sciences Division, as well as the faculty advisor for the STEM Club. Because of his outstanding success in working with students at Cuesta College, Brett was this year's recipient of the Peter and Mamay Diffley Award for Faculty Excellence. Brett's lectures are highly organized, entertaining, and effective. He captures his students' interests with a great sense of humor and incorporates into his lectures practical examples from his background as an engineer, pilot, scuba diver, and 49ers fan. Brett's office hours are often have a line out the door with students rushing to be the first for extra assistance. Brett is well known for providing challenging course content and the tools to help his students succeed, not only in his classes, but in their future careers. One former student wrote that, "Any teacher can be hard, but Mr. Clark has the talent to be a hard teacher while still being a good teacher." To sum up Brett's involvement with students, the STEM Club's student submitted this quote, "Like a harmonic motion differential equation with repeated real roots, Mr. Clark has critically prepared his students." Please join me in welcoming to the podium Professor Brett Clark.
Thank you, Lara, for that introduction. Hello, administrators, faculty, staff, graduates, and those who are here to support the graduates. I must admit that when I initially spoke with Lara about giving this speech, I had a certain amount of trepidation. How was I going to offer some pearls of wisdom and inspiration and do so in 3 minutes or less? I went where many of us look for inspiration, the internet. And the first quote I came across was from Sumner Redstone, who stated, I've attended enough of these ceremonies to know that commencement speakers are always scheduled relatively early in the lineup. There's a reason for that. It's what Mark Twain called the live frog principle. Twain used to argue, and quite convincingly, that one should swallow a live frog at the beginning of each day. That way you'd know the worst part of the day was behind you. This was not really what I was looking for. So I started looking inward, and as I look out over you all, I see myself many years ago when I attended a California community college. When I left the community college, I had an established path to my goals, a well-defined path. I was going to Cal Poly. I was going to go to Cal Poly, graduate with a degree in engineering, get an exciting job, meet the right girl, get married, and do all this by the time I was 26. Youth. I was a particularly naive young person. I've learned since then that rarely do things go as planned. I did graduate with my engineering degree, but my first job out of college was not the exciting job that I had planned, and it took much, much longer to find the right girl. The path that has led me here today is not one that I could have ever planned, but the path was mine. I stand here today doing something for a living that has never felt like a job and is more rewarding than I could have imagined. It is something that lets me give a little back. What I would like you to take away from this story is that sometimes your greatest gifts come not from achieving the goals that you established long ago, but from adapting and changing your goals so they are compatible with you as you grow. Since my time is limited, I will leave you with some particularly meaningful quotes that I did find on the internet. The first one is from Michael Dell, who stated, "Try never to be the smartest person in the room. And if you are, I suggest that you invite smarter people or find a different room. In organizational circles, it's called networking. In organizations, it's called team building. And in life, it's called family, friends, and community." The second quote is from Ellen DeGeneres, who said, "Follow your passion, stay true to yourself, never follow someone else's path, unless you're in the woods and you're lost, and you see a path, and then by all means, you should follow that one." Lastly, as you go forward and walk your own paths, try to find some ways to give a little back. Who knows? You might find yourself, as I do now, in a somewhat uncomfortable but honored position of speaking to a group of graduating path creators like yourselves. Congratulations.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Cuesta College 2017 commencement. As you commence on to your next endeavor, we recognize your right to don the cap and gown that acknowledges your academic achievements. In addition, you will all notice that many of you are wearing colorful cords and stoles and sashes that have multiple indicators of your affiliations and accomplishments. So as I introduce each one of you, you're going to get a little exercise popping up and down to demonstrate to us which groups you have been participating with. First, I want to introduce our student ambassadors. They are wearing Cuesta College green stoles. Will our student ambassadors stand? Well, our student ambassadors must be out ambassadoring. So they're not here with us today. But if you, where, oh, there we go, with no green stoles. Okay, we'll congratulate you anyway. Thank you. Okay. Our veterans are wearing red, white, and blue cords. Please stand. We thank you for your service to our country. We congratulate you on your accomplishments and with our gratitude. Our graduating nurses are wearing white stoles with green embroidery. Nurses? They've been pinned. Well, we'll appreciate our nurses anyway because they're going to be taking care of us someday. Yeah. Will those students wearing gold cords and gold or gold stoles please stand? These students are members of the Alpha Gamma Sigma Honor Society, which requires both service to their community as well as a minimum 3.0 GPA. So congratulations. The multicolored stoles from Mecha and the gold and red zarapes from the Latino Leadership Network signify student organizations dedicated to increasing leadership opportunities and cultural awareness with the Latino students. Will these students please stand to be recognized? Students wearing the black, green, red, and gold stoles from both EOPS and CARE have overcome many obstacles to get here today. Please stand to be recognized. In this group, I'm going to call out two students, Angela and Caress Wright, and ask them to remain standing. They are first-generation mother-daughter team who will walk together today. Now, we need to organize this correctly so Caress walks first. Otherwise, she won't be first-generation anymore. So, and you'll notice that they should be wearing green cords as well. And this signifies that they are graduating with honors. Will all the students with green cords graduating with honors please stand? Graduating with honors means you have completed your degree with a GPA of 3.5 to 3.75. That means you got almost all A's except maybe just a couple of B's. Okay? And that's not easy to do. Thank you. Students graduating with high honors, meaning a 3.75 or higher, wear the white cord of highest honors. Please stand and congratulate these students on this lofty achievement. Of these high honor students, we have 18 students graduating this semester with the very highest distinction of maintaining straight A's throughout their Cuesta College career. The majority of these students are in their 20s and 30s, but we also have one student in this group who's 19, two students in their 50s, and our oldest graduate this semester has a 4.0, and she is 71 years old. I had the pleasure of honoring several of these students at a brunch last week, and six of our 4.0 students are walking today and have allowed me to share a little bit of their accomplishments and brag about them a little bit. So if you'll please stand when I call your name. Valerie Stevens is from Victorville, and she began taking community colleges classes when she was 13. Today she's completing her third degree with an associate's degree in biology. After a pretty scary experience when her father nearly died, she discovered her calling to the medical profession and is planning on working towards becoming a physician's assistant. She advises students to keep up the momentum and never stop and never give up. Thank you, Valerie. Philip Shanks is from San Luis Obispo and credits his parents for always supporting him and pushing him to achieve. He's completing two degrees, a liberal arts degree in math and science, and an associate's degree in pre-nursing. He says his classes were even more challenging than his brother's at Cal Poly. His end goal is to go to divinity school and become a pastor like his father, and becoming a nurse, that career will facilitate this, a nurse like his mother, and that will help him get there. Thank you, Philip. Daniela Roach is from Cambria. She's completed her liberal arts degree in preparation for her transfer to Westmont and Santa Barbara. She plans on becoming an elementary school teacher and is particularly dedicated to students who are struggling and may be left behind. The secret to her success is putting school first and not procrastinating. She particularly thanks her mom and her teachers. Daniela? Paul Rigby came to Cuesta for the music and stayed for the anthropology. In a random general education course, anthropology professor Lisa Mifsud inspired Paul and motivated him to complete his degree. He's transferring to Berkeley to complete his BA and then plans to go to grad school and become an archaeologist. Paul. Here I'm going to make a little public service plug for random general education classes that the students often complain about. These classes are essential to a complete education, and I'm sure Paul's not the only one who took a required GE course that led him to discover and pursue his dreams, dreams he never even knew he had. So appreciate those GE courses. Constance Russell is from the Bay Area and completed a fully online degree in library information technology. She currently works in a school library and completed her degree in order to increase her skills and better serve her students. She loves Cuesta and feels connected to this college, even though she's 4 hours away. She wants everyone to know it's never too late to go back to school. Constance. And I will now ask Ashley Erden to stand again. Ashley is a sociology graduate from Morro Bay, transferring to Cal Poly with the goal of becoming a social worker. As you can see from her stole, she's also a member of our EOPS program. Ashley did not always make the best decisions in high school and had some serious struggles. It wasn't until she became a single mother of twins that she finally really heard her parents and had the motivation to start college as a path to a better life for herself and her girls. Her only regret is that her parents did not live to see her being honored today and to rejoice with her in her accomplishments. Ashley wants everyone to know that the obstacles in your life can either motivate you or be an excuse to quit. As a 4.0 graduate, it's very clear to see how Ashley has responded to her challenging obstacles. Ashley. It is now my pleasure to introduce to you again our student body president, Michael Constable. It's been a joy to work with Michael this year. He's an incredibly kind, genuine, and thoughtful person. During this year, he has led student government wisely and well. He has served as a student trustee with our board of trustees, and with the student body president from Cal Poly, he served as the co-chair of SCLC, which is the Student Community Liaison Committee, brings together the mayor, the chief of police, myself and other college and city officials, and community members from San Luis Obispo. It facilitates communication between our community and our institutions of higher learning. Michael's graduating today with his degree in political science, and he has some more thoughts to share with you. Michael.
Thank you. Good afternoon, President Stork, Vice Presidents, faculty and staff, and my fellow Cougars here today. My name is Michael Constable, and I served as your student body president and student trustee for this past year, and I'm excited to be here with you today. You all sitting in front of me are proof that opportunity and success is cultivated right here at Cuesta College. Today, your hard work has paid off. Give yourself a round of applause. For me, attending this campus 2 years ago was a wild guess. I had moved up here with some friends from high school, expecting to go through the motions, attending class, meeting new friends, going to parties. Instead, I found a vibrant student life, invested teachers, and a place for opportunity. When I first walked on this campus, as nervous as could be, I saw many smiling faces at clubs tables that were recruiting new students. It was a little scary seeing these outgoing people, but I thought, what the heck? I decided to join the crowds. This intimidating group of people is where I met my first college friend, Saul. Saul was energetic and excited to meet a new friend. He even decided to walk me to class. He was so excited to meet me, in fact, that as we walked, I could not get this guy to stop talking. And looking back, I am so thankful that he did not stop talking. One brisk walk from the library to the pool area later, and I found myself knowing that basic outline of the campus and that Saul was a history major, played water polo, and was planning on playing at the collegiate level. His fingers were crossed for UCSB, but he is now a proud Aggie. I learned he was our student body vice president and that he was an active member in our campus Christian club, crew. It may have seemed like a lot of information at the time, but the info was so useful for someone new and looking for new ways to get involved. Sal was my first impression of the inviting atmosphere this campus had to offer. I could tell that this sophomore, athlete, and tremendously involved student did not care that I was new, what I looked like, or where I was from, but wanted to start a new friendship with a stranger. This simple gesture made me feel so welcomed and cared for on this campus. All the things he mentioned that he was involved in did not sound like bragging. Rather, it was posed as an invitation to join him in his success here. A year later, I became student body president and student trustee and a leader with group. Thank you, Sal. His goodness and kindness is an example for me today to treat strangers I see on and off this campus with a genuine interest in them. Sal is just one of many examples I look up to today. If it were not for the guidance and ideals set by my parents, friends, and loved ones, coupled with their endless love and support, I know that I would not be standing here with you. Our accomplishments are a result of the teachers we have here at this campus as well, so a huge thank you to them. And before I end, I have one thing to ask you. Who are the Sauls in your life? Someone who drew you into this campus and made you feel like you belong. Someone who inspired you to be better and work harder. Why did you follow his or her example? And how can you be a Saul to someone who needs a new welcoming? I thank God for allowing me to be here today. And my mom, my dad, my girlfriend Jacqueline, and Mrs. Martin for kicking me into shape when I was slacking off. And many others for their love and support throughout this time in my life. Thank you so much, and congratulations, class of 2017. You did it.
Good afternoon. I have the privilege of representing academics and instruction. And on behalf of academics, 2017 graduates, congratulations. You should be proud of your accomplishments. And as you all know, your hard work and fortitude is what has taken to get here today. So congratulations. Graduation is a rite of passage. It's not just an end, and yes, it's ending. You're not going to come back to Cuesta College. But it represents new beginnings. And graduation, today's ceremony, is filled with symbolism. The wearing of the black cap and gown today, on an especially hot day, is an ancient origin. Okay, so think of all the thousands of years before that they also wore black caps and gowns on hot days. The gown is a traditional costume of the scholar since medieval times. And yes, I just called you a scholar. Let that sink in a little bit. I called you a scholar.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. The gown also symbolizes democracy. And I want to say this again. It symbolizes democracy of scholarship because it covers dress and rank or social standing. So we're all equal sitting here in our black gowns and caps. In today's procession, your faculty led you in and now are sitting directly behind you. And that is in support and recognition of your accomplishments. So there's a traditional saying, tell me and I'll forget, show me and I'll remember, teach me and I'll understand. So I would like for you to stand up, turn around, stand up, turn around, and recognize those two who helped you reach this milestone, your faculty. Okay, thank you. You can turn around and sit down. So, as I look out at each of you, and many of you are crying and fanning and celebrating and et cetera, I encourage you to take time to recognize what you've accomplished over these last several years, and realize that you have created a universe of possibilities with this degree. You have created a universe of possibilities. So I challenge you to create the highest vision possible for your life, because you become what you believe. Here are some facts about the class of 2017. Their total number of graduates are 910 this year. 295 are sitting in this room. That's an accomplishment. Total number of degrees awarded are 1,196. Graduates who attended our local high schools are 418, our local. But we have 111 Promise students that are graduating this year. If you're a Promise student, please step up. Stand up. Thank you. Two of our graduates today are still in high school. 32 students started with a GED and they're graduating today. And 41, as you know, are registered nurses graduating today, and they already went through a two-hour pinning ceremony. So I understand why they're not here. They're out celebrating. We have international students who are graduating for, and if you're one of these countries that I mentioned, please stand up, Korea, Morocco, Netherlands, and Spain. And we have five out-of-state graduates, Colorado, Oregon, New Mexico, Nevada, and South Carolina. We have 22 vets that are graduating today, and if you are a vet, please stand up in, as I call your branch, Air Force, Army, Marine, Navy, and Coast Guard. Thank you. So, it is my honor and pleasure to present the class of 2017. Graduates, please rise. Trustee George and Dr. Stork, on the behalf of the faculty, I present to you the graduating class of 2017.
Trustee George, as president of the board, will you please join me at the podium? President George and other members of the Board of Trustees, I hereby verify that the members of the class of 2017 have met the requirements established by the Board of Governors of the California Community Colleges and the Board of Trustees of the San Luis Obispo County Community College District. On the recommendation of the faculty, I am pleased to present them to you for the conferring of their degrees.
By virtue of the authority vested in me as president of the Board of Trustees of the San Luis Obispo County Community College District, I hereby confer on each of you the degree of Associate in Arts or Associate in Science or the Associate in Art, or the Associate Degree Transfer. Please accept my congratulations. And students, we are so proud to welcome you into our alumni family.
Spencer Goss. Vanessa Denise Tucker.
Erica E. Pincento.
Ordi L. Dempsey.
Carolina Valles Hernandez.
Maggie Tanasha.
Celia Veronica Contreras Aguilar.
Quan Van Do.
India Rose Kamala Penze. Jennifer Lorraine Noakes.
Grace Ann Stokes.
Tracy Yao.
Jimmy McFarland.
Joy Louise Neds.
Derek Eugene Neds.
Jenny Anna Martinez.
Jessica Nicole Chavez.
Lindsay Renee Seabart.
Julia Del Fiorentino.
Austin Lambeth Gasparra.
Ryan James Gilroy.
Brian Hodge.
Mia Louise Alexander.
Ashley Erden.
Janelle Ruth Clanton.
Lisbeth Navia.
Debbie Pacheco Aguilar.
Amber Nicole I.
Alma Cabrera.
Carla Gomez.
Gloria Gonzalez.
Maria C. Sandoval.
Gloria Gladys A. Zavala.
Alexandra Gomez.
Dylan James Gross.
Joshua George Conrad.
Mac Allen Reinhardt.
Axel Slow Bodnick.
Casey C. Harris.
All the way on the green paper. Thank you.
Nicole Elizabeth Grantham Harris. I think so.
Amanda Lee Zimmerman.
Christian James Boudreau.
Macy C. Tollefson.
Stand on the green paper. Thanks.
Sydney B. Tollefson.
Willie G.
Jacob R. Buchanan.
Jacob Kaur.
Stand on the green paper.
Ross Tyler Arv.
Dominic L. Fratangelo.
Marvin Apreza.
Oscar Covarrubias.
Kennedy Lee Hammond.
Kenya Veronica Alvarez.
Ian Gray Jennings.
Go right. Mark A. Sinclair.
Jenny Erin McWilliams.
Tiffany Rie.
Elizabeth Amber Dodge.
Aurora Dodge.
Jaron Joseph Watson.
Alyssa Marie Ansures.
Marissa Ashley Zavala.
Brandon Lejean Brooks.
Aaron Murphy Brocktrup.
Emilio Alvarez.
Madison Elizabeth Wright.
Cynthia Denise Ramirez.
Alejandra Antaveras Garcia.
Jasenia Ashley Guerra.
Nayeli Ana Gonzalez.
Thank you. Patricia Rios.
Stand on.
Aaron Rebecca Lee.
Robert Kolbusch.
David James Freeman.
David Nicholas Newton.
Sophia Saint Bernadette Mejia.
Jacob Stephen Honick.
Amanda Josephine Neslan.
Valerie Holtz.
Kristen Nicole Horn.
Catherine Ashley Mahar.
Corey James Barron.
Adriana Martinez.
Cleo Bruns.
Melissa Sue Swift.
Shannon Funky.
Patricia Nicole Stotts.
Melanie Corral.
Jasmine Renee Slater.
Sonia Castro.
Rachel Elizabeth Alexander.
Bonnie L. Matthews.
Paul Rigby.
Rochelle Lady.
Amanda Marie Grimm.
Chelsea N. Sims.
Constance Vass Russell.
Aya El Sayed.
Habat El Sayed.
Christina Marie Halterman.
Elliot Michael Smith.
Jason C. Porter.
Armando Mincitar.
Chanel Ramirez.
Michaela Renee Dice.
Stephanie Emin.
Nina Renee Feigl.
Jason Christopher Wetzel.
Sabina Joelle Rodriguez.
Aaron E. Henry.
Hope Marie Adams.
Tyler Jackson West.
Woo! Kaylin Matthew Backinger.
Marcus Antonius Osnes Cueto.
Talia Cameron.
Thomas Richard Brown.
David S. Brown.
Emerson Lee Pereira.
Kate Dungan.
Connie Renee Gomez.
Joshua Servin.
Christina May Valdez.
Rafaela Jones.
Megan Lee Williams.
Austin Dodds.
Gloria Mamaradlo Estrada.
Jordan Lewis Patrick Coburn.
Christian Barnhart.
Levi Roland Banks.
Lisa C. Long. Terry Heineman Myers.
Congratulations to you.
Michael Freitas.
Megan A. Berry.
Roxanne Stevens.
Philip Randall Shanks.
Valerie Stevens.
Irene McToto Hayes.
Michael Winberry.
Congrats.
Cody James Bynes.
Lillian Marie Herrera.
Keely Patricia Acevedo.
Tiana C. Smalligan.
Laura Grace Scadleone.
Ilsa Maria Davidson.
Alaire Elizabeth Olivas.
Andrea Armida Juarez.
Cheryl Jean Mason.
Abriana Lace Garten.
Bryce Alexander Boiseray.
Todd Joseph Bright.
Richard Karinga.
Yeah. Daniela Felicitas Roach.
Michelle E. Catherine Pena Angelo.
Jonathan A. Bolton.
Sarah Rommel Henderson.
Heather A. McCosh.
Cheyenne Nicole Hostetler.
Casey Marie Rodriguez.
Cassie Ray Kuhnhofer Sanchez.
Casey Casimir Rocco.
Robert William Silva.
Emma Marie Nicholson.
Naomi Isabel Saldana.
No. That's okay.
All right, there you go.
Okay. Casey L. Chadwell.
All right, I didn't know that. Yes. Okay.
Paige L. Young.
Okay, so now we'll go back to you.
Krista Ann Becker.
Allison Lee Pono.
Savannah Paige Ferguson.
Hannah Nicole Brumley.
Daisy J. Hughes.
Alexander Jefferson Edward McKee.
Tennille Packer.
Jennifer Aaron Anton.
Chelsea Faye Wallace.
Sarah Daniel Staliva.
Jeremy John Delos Reyes.
Crystal Nicole Newsom.
Megan Champion.
Pamela Dale Bonham.
Claire Elise McNamara.
Peter James.
Guadalupe Garcia Bustos.
Leticia Arroyo Muniz.
Michael Richard McGrail.
Taylor Nelson Van Lith.
Wesley John Navarre.
Jorge Campos.
Danielle Angier.
Weston Robert Lazarus.
Claire Dean Bullis.
Julia Gail Wood.
Sean Hamill.
Amelia Josephine Elrod.
Courtney Janae Furtado.
Tanner Mackenzie Brettel.
Christine Nicole Wright.
Alicia Renee Weiss.
Kimberly Ann Lafferty.
Tyler Lee Murphy.
Christopher Thomas Jacober.
Ernesto Espinosa Gonzalez.
Congratulations. Victoria Lynn Wilson.
Marina Marie Perry.
Robert Joseph William Zimmer.
Victoria Lauren Parente.
Isla Jahan Zargum.
Ian S. Bertrando.
Rachel Lauren Piper.
Alina L. Butler.
Jackson N. Wheeler.
William C. Stewart.
Jessica Diane Van Elsten.
Mary Diaz Williams.
Shelby Lynn Polly.
Pedro Leonardo.
Nay Yum Hernandez.
Michael Stromecki.
John Lewis Anaya.
Victoria Emily Sweet.
Alex Rainier Curley.
Catherine Elizabeth Folkerts.
Angela E. Foster.
Marina Alexandria Weber.
Nicholas Austin Lay.
Itzel Tapia.
Valerie Renee Philbin.
Savannah Garcia.
Drew Lawrence Gonzalez.
Brianna Cheyenne Lindsay.
Jennifer Lynn Rouse.
Michelle Lopez Rodriguez.
Tanya Merlina Chirez.
Vita Wilson.
Amanda Green.
Najib Escudero.
Ernestine D. Starrett.
Adrian Jane Stoltz.
Stephanie Ann Sweeney.
My pleasure.
Maria Schmidt Rodriguez.
Michael Freddy Magana.
Angel Cisneros.
Katie Lee Tomblin.
Rebecca Evelyn Rivera.
Amy Ha Huyn.
Terry Lynn Milan.
Caress Abigail Wright.
Angela Kelly Wright.
Bridget Ellen Cervelli.
Jose Luis Rivera Santana.
Emma Segura.
Selena Marie Flores.
Tony Palomares.
Emily Jean Blessing.
Elizabeth A. Frost.
Hannah Elizabeth Van Buskirk.
Emily J. Becker.
Hannah Stephanie Hamilton.
Jasmine Yvette Evers.
Christian Scott Evers.
Marlene Evers. Michael Christopher Constable.
Graduates of 2017, please rise. I told you yesterday this could be like a rock concert, right? All right. So graduates, you may now move your tassel from the right side to the left side. Now before we close this ceremony, let me make two announcements. First, I ask all of you in the audience to please remain seated or standing or crawling or wherever you are in your life right now until all of our dignitaries, faculty, and graduates have left the gymnasium. You may be able to find them, and you'll connect with them out in the front of the gymnasium, in the lobby and beyond. So we invite you to join our graduates and faculty at the reception area in the patio. For our staff, our faculty, and our graduates, please join me in a special reception at the Harold J. Miosi Art Gallery Courtyard. Class of 2017, our newest alumni, may your dreams and your successes of tomorrow be as memorable as your graduation this afternoon. Congratulations, thank you, and Godspeed. Thank you.